This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So do we have some future Don Juans? I actually have to look up the history of this whole Don Juan. Was Don Juan supposed to be like a womanizer? A very, you know, sexy, you know, man who would just, I don't know, just make all the girls swoon? Well, I guess three boys decided to buy flowers for every girl at a Kansas middle school. Now, I could swear I heard this story last year also. So either they got the idea or they're the same boys. I need to look this up. But I remember last year, somebody bought every single girl in a school, but it was like a Midwest school where it was kind of smaller, flowers. And so every girl got to, you know, feel special on Valentine's. Yeah, I never kind of admitted this to you guys. I never really got a lot of Valentines in school. Maybe that's where my, I don't want to say hatred, but where my dislike for the holiday came. You know, we would, and this was in the 80s, 70s and 80s, right? Okay. We would have to make a little, I don't know how the boys in class liked it, honestly. And maybe that's why I really disliked it. But we had to stop everything. And mind you, I was really into math and science and recess and stuff. So we had to stop everything before Valentine's Day and make a little bag or basket or envelope or folder. And then, so you had to decorate it. And I am not very good at art. Okay, I know I talk about the art of medicine, and I'm good at that, but I'm not good at sprinklies and putting glitter on stuff and glue and coloring and designing. I'm just not good at that. You know, so I found some googly eyes, and I'd stick some googly eyes on it or whatever. And, you know, my nickname when I was really young was Dolly. I liked Dahlia, but my mom wouldn't call me that. She'd call me Dolly. I guess she liked less syllables. And so I didn't like my name because everybody made fun of me, you know, calling me Dolly Parton. And so and the funny thing is I was kind of flat-chested. I wasn't even, I know, if they only knew. Maybe they gave me the right vibes, and then luckily I was able to fill out a bra by the fifth grade. But anyway, so you had to make this artsy thing, and then it was plastered up in the front of the class. And mine always got stuck between two girls, right, who had, I mean, beautiful feather and smurfs and stickers and, you know, iridescent colorings. I don't know how the hell they did it. And mine was just like, you know, yeah, Valentine folder. I'm not going to get any anyway. And then I always got the pity Valentines. So I didn't get the ones from the boys I really, really liked. You know, I would get the ones that where somebody, you know, somebody's mom made them go and buy the Han Solo, right, you know, or the Star Wars or whatever. And, you know, I got maybe five or six pity Valentines. Now, mind you, I went to 12 different schools, so I was always the new kid. So nobody was going to fall in love with the new kid, especially who didn't have boobs. Well, maybe I would have liked flowers. So a group of young boys in Kansas, reportedly, there's 300 females at Summit Trails Middle School, both staff and students. So boys bought carnations, which, by the way, is fantastic. Okay, you don't have to buy roses for young girls. Okay, the cheaper flowers are carnations, and they work. I mean, girls love carnations. We, you know, roses, they have the little thorns. I actually prefer carnations. They last longer. They're cheaper, and they don't hurt you. I really like carnations. So my husband's happy boy. So, apparently, three boys decided to get everybody flowers. Tristan Valentine was his name. Keon Rice and Lincoln Holmes. They're in 8th, 7th, and 6th grade, respectively. And so they apparently paid for this out of their own pockets. And as the girls came to school, they handed everybody a pink flower. Oh, my gosh. That's the way to do it. I mean, if they want to get a date, that is the way to do it. Now, apparently, school's principal, Dr. Sarah Guerrero, praised the boys for their efforts, telling KNBC that watching them hand out the flowers gave her chills. Then you see a big picture. You see everybody laugh and smile. You see the boys happy because they're like, man, we're cool. The girls love us. And, I mean, I it sounds like their own money. It doesn't sound like the parents paid. I mean, I could just imagine, you know, dad going, what? I don't buy your mother flowers. I got to buy every girl in the school flowers? Oh, hell no. So I really think the boys did this themselves, which I think, you know, you do a fundraiser and then you, I think it's a beautiful, brilliant thing. But why do women like flowers? Again, I'm not the typical woman, so ignore me when I say I'm not really big on flowers. I'd rather get chocolate or a steak, you know, take me to Outback. I'd rather do that than have flowers. But the whole flower idea, it isn't that the flowers are pretty or the flowers smell good. It's because it's the thought. And you know, everybody says it's the thought that counts, and that sounds cliche. But honestly, that's exactly what makes us tick. You had to actually think about us. You had to actually stop and get us a flower. You had to pick a plant. You had to murder some botanical life form for us. It's very sexy. It's like a hunt, you know? If a man in caveman days, you know, hunted down a deer and brought you the carcass, you were like, I mean, you were going to vow to be his forever. So flowers is a way for you to hunt, right, kill something for us. And you do that by a flower, and you bring us a flower. And then we parade it, just like we do a deer head. We parade the flowers on our desk or in our ear or whatever. Now, the flower dies, but we don't care because you got it for us. Now, we find out that you got a flower for somebody else. Oh, hell no. All right, it's on, and, you know, yeah, but, you know, you give us a flower, it means there's a thought. It means we're special. It means we have a badge, right, to show other people that we're cared about. Women don't want to look like we just become old hats. And I feel that way a lot. And so, you know, maybe I should be a little bit more receptive to a flower, because then that means I'm not as haggy. I may be getting old, but I'm not as haggy. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Jeunesse Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you want to know what gets my goat? Still not sure what that term means, but what gets my goat is when somebody takes credit or starts to just, you know, ride the wave that I created and leave me in the dust. That's something that just gets me. And I've seen some people do that. And I am very, very protective of my ideas. I'm a very easy person to work with. But if something is my idea, and I have no problem giving people ideas and sharing ideas and all that. As long as we're all working together on the idea, that's fine. But if somebody decides to take that idea and then just go off and act like it was their own and try to further their career stomping on me, I have a problem with that. Right? And I don't like to sit there and go, oh, it was my idea, or I came up with it first. You can't do that. Okay? One, nobody listens, and two, you look like a weenie. So there's a few things you could do when that happens. So one is, if somebody you think is going to take credit for something you've done, copyright it. Make a book. If you came up with an idea, publish it. I don't care how you have to do it. With Amazon, it's not that expensive. Publish, okay, put it in writing, publish it, put your name on it, and get it copyrighted. So you don't have anybody, you know, saying, oh, you took it from them. Because that would really get my goat times two. The other thing you could do is rerun for president. And that's what Bernie Sanders is doing. So Bernie Sanders had come up in 2016 with the idea of Medicare for all. And now some of the other Democrats who are running for president are, you know, citing that as well. Going, you know what? I am for Medicare for all. We need to have Medicare for all. And unless you read the article and that media source gives credit where credit's due, you don't know that Bernie Sanders is the one that brought that up. So I am not surprised that he is going to run for office again. People liked him. People liked him a lot. And in fact, he's the reason why Trump won. I know we credit Anthony Weiner. You know, Anthony Weiner is a hero in some circles, not because of his pedophilia and the other stupid stuff he does, but because his laptop was what was being scanned right before Hillary entered the right before Election Day, and the FBI said, wait a second, now there's a whole bunch of Hillary Clinton's emails on this one, hold the phone, we need to investigate this. And that's when the whole Comey thing happened. So all this, you know, FBI Comey Clinton scandal, all that was because of Anthony Weiner's laptop. Well, same thing with Bernie Sanders. There were so many liberals that refused to vote for Hillary Clinton because of what allegedly their camp did to Bernie Sanders. And so I'm a fan of Bernie Sanders because I think he's kind of a tough cookie. I don't agree with a lot of his rhetoric, but he kind of stopped Hillary. And, you know, one thing I also notice, and I've been kind of going through this recently, is when people love you and somebody does something to you, they will not stand by that other person. And Hillary lost a lot of followers because people thought that her camp, you know, especially with all the leaks, etc., you know, really tried to squash Bernie Sanders. And here's Bernie, a now 77-year-old man, right, who talks like it is. He's kind of like the socialist Trump, you know, if you kind of agree with his kind of philosophies, where he just tells it like it is. And people dig that, especially the younger people. I don't know if they looked at him as a grandpa figure, but boy, did young people like him. Now, the only thing is this just now made the race a little bit more contentious. Because from what we're being told, Bernie Sanders is calling the president a pathological liar, fraud, racist, sexist, xenophobe, and someone who is undermining American democracy as he leads us in an authoritarian direction. So now he's called for 1 million Americans to help him turn Trump into a one-term president. Can he do it? I don't think so. But he sure can dissect up the Democratic Party. You know, Kamala Harris has some potential. Cory Booker has some potential. Ocasio, I think, is too young to run. I forget how old she is. And you have Joe Biden, who look like a front runner, and now you have Bernie Sanders. But here's the thing. Bernie Sanders must be just fuming that people are starting to run on his platform. Now, on one end, it's very, very flattering. But if he could run, he's physically able to do it. And he's 77 with a lot of spunk. Why not? So in a 1,500-word email to supporters, Sanders said his democratic socialist ideals, including socialized medicine and upper income tax hikes, were considered radical and extreme in the last election cycle, but are gaining broader acceptance. He says 3 years have come and gone. And as a result of millions of Americans standing up and fighting back, all of these policies are now supported by a majority of Americans. He said, together, you and I and our 2016 campaign began the political revolution. Now it is time to complete that revolution and implement the vision that we fought for. I disagree. I don't think anybody wants socialized medicine. I think we're watching what's going on in England and we're saying, oh, crap, that's horrible. I think we love the tax breaks, so no one's really interested in being taxed again. I think people love the idea that the unemployment is down and that there's more jobs because we now have more incentives for employers rather than penalties. I'm kind of afraid. I am afraid to, you know, rock the boat. Now, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, right, had to resign her party chairmanship, as you remember, because there were leaked emails showing her conspiring with the Clinton campaign to sabotage Sanders. That was brutal and started to cause Hillary's demise. And so you have Cory Booker, Tulsi Gabbard, Kristen Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, Amy pronounce the names, and then Elizabeth Warren. So you have a lot of people there that are very, very excited and salivating toward a Democratic run. And they think it's right now an open ticket. But here's the thing. If Medicare for All and socialized medicine is going to be the big Democratic push, and that's going to be their big agenda item, because the whole immigration issue, I don't think they're winning on. You know, as we, you know, we're trying to keep crime down and, you know, we're hearing more and more, you know, issues come up that occurred at the hands of a quote-unquote illegal immigrant, you're not going to get as much support from that end. But people are sure ticked off that their deductibles are high and that there's not enough doctors or medical providers and that if they want an MRI, they can't get one. Now, that's not the Trump administration. That was the Obama administration, but I get it. Healthcare wasn't going to last. It was never going to last the way it was. So I tell you right now, the Medicare for All thing is one of their biggest pushes. It's an easy soundbite. It's something that they could put on a poster, and it's very hard to disagree with unless you actually get into an argument about the nuts and bolts of how it is ridiculous, which I don't think Medicare for All will work. Thank you. Michael says Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is 29. Yeah, I believe you have to be 35 years old. So she's still too young to run for president, you know? However, she is definitely making a name for herself, and she wants to be the big socialized socialism queen. But Bernie Sanders is still the grandpa. And so he's going to probably, I have the letter that he gave to supporters, but he is officially running for president. And he writes paragraph after paragraph why he wants to run for president. Running for president because we must end the epidemic of gun violence in this country. I'm running for president because we need a foreign policy which focuses on democracy, human rights, diplomacy, and world peace. So anyway, it's going to be a very, very interesting campaign. I'm dying to see what happens. I think Bernie Sanders running is good because the Medicare for All is his idea and because I just don't think they'll win. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Any place. anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Most Democrats are moving quickly to stop President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrats plan to schedule a vote on a resolution to stop the order as early as next week, Tuesday. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News this is all about politics.
I've sat down with Democrats to try to solve this problem on a Democrat's watch. Nobody suggested we did not need to secure the border. Nobody suggested this was a manufactured crisis on Obama's watch. So what's changed? They just hate Trump, and that does bother me.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been charged in a prostitution and human trafficking sting operation. Homeland Security and IRS agents were involved in the bust that took place in Jupiter, Florida, at a local massage parlor. And producers of Empire say Jussie Smollett's character will be written out of the final two episodes of the current season. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Nicholas writes, I've had a cough for almost 4 weeks. My doctor called in Robitussin, not the good stuff. I didn't get better. Then I went to an urgent care 2 weeks ago, and they wouldn't give me an antibiotic, but they gave me pearls. Didn't work. Then I returned to the urgent care this weekend. Still no cough syrup with codeine, no antibiotics. And he's, sorry, I can't read this next part. He's mad, okay? He's mad Wants to know what he should do next. Okay. All right. Good. Oh, that was a close one. Man, I almost, yeah. You're not supposed to cuss on air. Okay. All right. So what happened? Your doctor calls in your doc. You guys have had a cough. Let's talk about this. A cough for 4 weeks. Not good. But I know what's going around. I see it. All right. I've been seeing patients that have been complaining about this cough that just won't go away. I know. It's a bad one. It's a bad cold, a bad bronchitis, and the cough can last for weeks. Okay? We talked about this earlier. There's this, you know, kind of this now environment where we don't write antibiotics. And the average bronchitis, I mean, I was taught that 97% of bronchitises are viral. So, again, you're not going to get an antibiotic right out the gate. If it's going on for a couple weeks and you got a fever and it's actually worsening, I probably would do an antibiotic. I would. Right? He didn't. Nicholas didn't get one. And then he's at the four-week mark, still no antibiotic, but they gave him a steroid. In his little rant, they gave him a steroid, which could work. But we need to stop and think about this for a second here. I'm starting to notice that doctors are giving a lot of steroids for bronchitis. Now, why? What do steroids do? Many of you guys have gotten a steroid. I know. I feel you nod. You're like, wait a second. Yeah, I was given prednisone. A lot of you guys are given prednisone. There's a crap load of steroids being prescribed. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Now, mind you, you have a real bad cough. You have a bad asthmatic attack. You have a rip-roaring sinus infection that just hurts like hell. You have a full-on set of hives and rash. Yeah. A steroid is going to calm down the inflammation. And I think a lot of you do need a steroid in those cases. But I'm starting to see, and I know the doctors are going to get mad if I say this, but I'm starting to see doctors so frustrated that they can't write an antibiotic and people going, I need relief, that they give a steroid instead. And so I think steroid prescriptions are up. Now, what a steroid will do is decrease the inflammation. So if you do have bronchitis, and we've talked about bronchitis and why the cough lasts so long, it's because it starts out as a virus, but even after the virus dies, the inflammation is still there. So we then effectively, you know, treat the inflammation. And if we could treat the inflammation and you don't have that tickle, that cough, you can't cough again and reinflate. So there's an argument for steroids. But let's just go back, all right, before we enter the forest. All right, let's just kind of look back and look at the forest and go, why are we holding off on antibiotics when that's kind of how we treated bronchitis? Well, because of superbugs. And we don't want to lead to antibiotic resistance. And we don't want people vulnerable. Because the more antibiotics we write, the more vulnerable the population is to infections they can't fight. Now, what's the difference between that and then giving a steroid? We're giving steroids to people that can suppress their immune system and make them more vulnerable to infections that they can't fight. Am I the only one that, you know, finds that ironic? So here's Nicholas for 4 weeks. Now, I'm not saying a Z-Pak or an antibiotic would have, you know, solved it and would have nipped it in the bud. I'm not going to say that or claim that. But the idea that he's been given everything but something that he might possibly need is frustrating. Now, how do you know if you need an antibiotic or not? Well, you could do a culture of the sputum. See what grows out, where you have somebody, you know, into a cup and you could run tests on it. You could do a chest x-ray to see if there's a little pneumonia, but sometimes you won't see it, sometimes you can't tell. Sometimes all you could do is try an antibiotic and see what happens. Now, the other thing he brings up is the cough syrup with the good stuff. Okay, he's talking about the cough syrup with codeine. So we talked about this years ago. We would have alcohol in our cough syrup, so we would just say, drink some alcohol, and that would suppress the cough. That's kind of a no-no. So they stopped doing that. They stopped giving alcohol, putting alcohol in cough syrups. and they start to add codeine. They found that codeine, narcotics, suppress the cough, and it does. It does. They even had it in kids' cough syrup. There was, I think it was Pancoff PD. It was grape flavored and it was delicious. It was the tastiest cough syrup I've ever had. Not because of the narcotic, it's just, it was grape. It was delicious. And so we gave that to kids and it helped stop the cough. And in fact, we actually didn't need a lot of antibiotics. You know, people were coming in because the cough was bothering them and it was keeping them up at night and they couldn't sleep. So we give them a little cough syrup with a little bit of codeine. Then take a teaspoon or two. With me, I always had bottles of the stuff because I would get it, only need a teaspoon or two, and I would be fine. I would be getting better the next day. So these viral things seem to just kind of not persist as long because the codeine would calm down the cough. You'd get less inflamed and you wouldn't cough again. The problem is we started to have the whole opioid crisis, and they decided to go after doctors. I need to read you this headline later where they say, oh, man, the FDA is letting doctors slip through the cracks because of narcotics. Well, I'm sorry. It looked like there was an actual use for them for some people. Now, I'm not saying, you know, start writing cough syrups with codeine, but I'm seeing people for 4 weeks circling around, okay, you know, the elephant in the room, and not getting, you know, relief, and you just kind of wonder, you know, would this be over if they took a teaspoon or two of some of the good stuff, or if they got the antibiotic? And so one trend I'm seeing is people are saying that this cold is a bad one because it's lasting weeks. Well, is it lasting weeks because we're not doing the antibiotics anymore? The majority of you guys are being told no when you ask for an antibiotic. One lady called this morning through Teladoc, and I saw her, and she said that she was given 5 different medicines from the urgent care, including steroids and asthma medication. She's not asthmatic. And she said, if I was just given a Z-Pak, that's what worked before. You know, it's almost like the same concept that I see people with cholesterol, high cholesterol. They'll take 5 different over-the-counter supplements where one Lipitor or Crestor could kind of do the trick. Now, again, I could be wrong. There could be some people where they just don't get better. But I think we kind of need to stop and look at what we're doing. And I don't think giving everybody steroids is the wisest thing to do. Now, the one thing I tried to do, which was useless, was I would give people an inhaled steroid. So I would give them some Flovent if they had bronchitis. The problem is it takes a few days to kick in. Even oral steroids, it takes a couple days to kick in. And so, I would love to just do the inhaled, but I think the oral works a little quicker. And a shot works even faster. So, yes, cough syrup with codeine may help a little bit, but it's going to be hard to get, so don't expect to get it. And with this bronchitis, you're not going to get an antibiotic if they think it's viral. It's just, that's just the way we practice now. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
When you have about 1 billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, yeah, we got snow. I tell you, a lot of snow. It was crazy. I talked about it yesterday. We're over the weekend. We got, and we're going to get more. So Las Vegas got snow. And I know you guys are like looking at us like a bunch of weenies, but it was nice. It felt like, first we got hail, and I put that on my Facebook so everybody could see the hail. And then it was great because the hail covered up the dog poo-poo. You know, I usually, you know, I don't like to post, you know, pictures of my house or the yard unless it's clean. But because it hailed, I could go outside in a little grass area. We have some fake grass that has some poo-poo on it because the dog likes to go poo-poo where she's not supposed to. I don't know why she goes poo-poo on the fake grass, but she does. The hail covered it up, so I was able to show you guys. We can still see the poo-poo. I mean, if you guys ever want, I could point out where the poo-poo is from the dog. But then, later that night, we got some real snow. I mean, we are talking, like, not just dusting. To me, it looked like an inch or two. And then everybody lost their mind. People were running outside in their underwear, right? Because, you know, they were home. And they, you know, because snow doesn't make a sound. You know, I'm working. And, you know, my husband's like, it's snowing, like, a lot. And then my son's like, Mom, it's snowing. You know, and I was like in the middle of something. I'm like working on my third book. And I'm like, gosh, guys, you know, really? You know, don't lie to me. And then I go out there and it's like, oh my gosh. So if you stuck out your tongue for a snowflake, it took up like the majority of the tongue. They were that big. So again, I posted a video of that and the stupid dog runs out and gets loose. And, you know, I had to yell her to come back and she did. But then she was all full of ice and snow. And then she was like, you know, what happened to me? I'm like, well, what happened to you? Is you stupid that she went outside in the snow and that's called snow. You know, so my dog really was expecting it. I was like, okay, cats, now if you want to leave, go leave. And the cats didn't want to leave. So I still have all my pets. But it was gorgeous. It was just absolutely gorgeous. And so I, you know, all the bad stuff I said about global warming, I love global warming. I mean, if this is global warming, I love it. Because, you know, I really want to live in an area where there's snow. And bring on the global warming. I think it's great. Now, mind you, okay, winter did start late for us. Usually it is, you know, we used to get cold on Halloween. We would have to really bundle up the kids on Halloween. And that was 15, 16 years ago. Now, no. Halloween, it's pretty comfortable. Maybe light jacket. You used to be freezing Thanksgiving weekend. Nope. Now, still not too bad. So our winter shifted. Now, for some of you guys, you might have noticed that too. And I could tell winter shifted in your neck of the woods also. Because one is, you guys are dealing with some major snow. I think Jersey got hit, a lot of back east got hit. But flu season has shifted. And we talked about that, how flu is now peaking a little later. Because everybody's kind of inside, you know, from the snow. This is the coldest week we've had all year in Vegas, and we're coming up on the, you know, we're in the latter half of February. That's not the way it's usually, you know, March is when it starts to warm up, and this is colder than it's ever been. So I think, I don't know if it's global warming, if it's climate change, whatever the hell it is, I really don't think it's my car. I don't think my car made it snow. I just don't. Yeah, but we are seeing this shift. And because we have a shift in the flu season, everything shifts. And that's what's really tricky about all this climate change stuff. Things shift. Now, things have always shifted with evolution, you know, certain circles of life. I mean, you know, things will shift. But this was kind of a rapid shift. And I am not trying to say that Al Gore is correct or anything like that. But I've noticed some very big weather changes. Again, I just disagree with it being my car or my having a burger and passing gas later that day. I just don't think it's that. But we are finding that this polar vortex that has blanketed the Midwest, also made it to the East Coast, you know, might have killed off some bad bugs. Fox News is saying that the dangerous cold snap caused more than 24 weather-related deaths in 8 states, hundreds of injuries like frostbite, broken bones, heart attacks, carbon monoxide poisoning. But also, it might have affected some invasive species. They say most insects are equipped to survive a short period of very cold weather, like the recent polar vortex. But some may die. I mean, when it's cold and you have this freeze over and it's not, that's a problem. For little bugs. Now, you and I don't care about the bugs, but I guess we have to. Because the bugs do their thing, and then little bigger animals need that, and then our cats and dogs need those. So, you know, my cats still chase mice. One brought a mouse in. I thought it was the little toy mouse because they have these little gray toy mice we get at Target. And I pick up the toy mouse and it's like still soft and squishy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just touched a mouse. And my little cat, the younger one, was like, huh, see what I did? I was like, oh my gosh, you stupid tushy, why you do? And then I had to wash my hands and I had to make sure she didn't have rabies. She got her shots, but still. A Virginia Tech research experiment estimated that the polar vortex may have killed as much as 95% of stink bugs that hadn't found shelter this winter. Now, remember, bugs don't understand the whole climate change thing. So the bugs could be like, oh, it's warm. Oh, it's warm. And then all of a sudden, zoom, a freeze. They say other invasive species in the Northeast, like the emerald ash borer and the southern pine beetle, also unlikely to survive the winter cold. So, they say even if adult pests freeze, they may have laid eggs, which could hatch in the weather warmer, in the warmer weather. But some insect eggs, if the winter lasts longer, will die. So, they say some insects can withstand temperatures well below zero. And some can super freeze, you know. But cockroaches, bed bugs, they say not be affected by the cold. They can super freeze and be fine in negative 30 degrees. So weather's different. It's crazy. Vegas getting snow was nice. Of course, nobody wanted to go out on the street and drive because they knew the Vegas people wouldn't know what the heck they do. They lose their minds. When it rains, I see how people drive in Vegas in the rain. They like look for the hydroplane. Like, man, I'll purposely hit the 55 so I can hydroplane down the highway. No. You know, we don't even have a lot of carpool lanes because we Vegas folk just won't, you know, listen to it. Vegas is interesting because we're not a wannabe LA. We're not. We used to be. But living in Vegas, we kind of have our own thing going. We don't need to be anybody else. But we also have this attitude of we could get away with stuff. Now, Metro is awesome. Our, you know, police force and law enforcement, fantastic group of people. And so we do get pulled over. Oh, boy, do we get pulled over, especially their motorcycle cop. And God bless our cops. God bless them. Love them dearly. So we have the idea. I mean, we kind of have this, there's this, you know, kind of stereotype that, you know, Vegas people could do whatever. They could walk around naked. No, we don't walk around naked. We could walk around drunk. No, we can't walk around drunk. We could walk around smoking pot. No, we can't. Okay, it's just like any other city. And in fact, it's tighter and tougher here because we want tourists to come. If the strip starts to stink, right, and get seedy, and, you know, people won't want to come. We are trying to attract all tourists. And so we have this, you know, campaign to really keep it kind of clean. And, you know, such that even kids could walk around downtown Vegas. And they have. That's how they did the Fremont experience, and they blocked off traffic. And so don't underestimate us. Yeah, we'll still do stupid. But it's tough, and it's tight out here. And cold. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.